Turning now to world news, Lebanon's parliament today failed to grasp its last chance to elect a head of state before pro-Syrian President Amir Lahoud leaves office at midnight, opening a vacuum that many fear could lead to violence. Parliamentary Speaker Nabih Berri, a Shiite opposition leader, delayed the election for a fifth time because rival factions were deadlocked, setting a new session for November the 30th. The delay means the presidency, always held by a Maronite Christian under Lebanon's sectarian power-sharing system, would be vacant for at least a week. Khalil Karam, Professor of International Relations at St. Joseph's University in Beirut, gave us his reaction.
Of course, everybody would have loved to see the elections finalized today, because everybody is anxious and everybody is afraid to have a republic without a president. You know, the president in Lebanon has also not a lot of power, but he is a symbol of the unity of the country. So I hope that the politicians will take advantage of the seven coming days to find a consensual candidate for the presidency. But we still have faith that the Lebanese do not want the demolition of their country. So at the very end, they will arrive to a consensus.